Welcome back. PPC released annual results today, reporting an 11% rise in revenue on the back of increases in Zimbabwe and Rwanda. But surging costs weighed on its overall performance as the cement maker recorded a loss per share of 5 cents. Joining me as we unpack PPC's performance is the CEO, Roland van Veenen. Thank you so much for your time, Roland. Let's start off there with Zimbabwe. It really did contribute significantly to revenue. Without Zimbabwe, that 11% rise in revenue would have been 5%. But then on the other side of the coin, PPC Zimbabwe adding significant pressure to costs, an 85% increase in costs in that region. Talk to me about the dynamics of that Zimbabwe performance.
The Zimbabwe performance is always clouded in the last couple of years by hyperinflation accounting. And I've always said, let's talk cash instead of earning. If we talk earnings, what we need to take into consideration this particular year in Zimbabwe is that that cost increase is on the back of two things. Number one is a much higher depreciation charge, thanks to the way hyperinflation accounting is being applied. And the second one is that there was import of clinker, both from South Africa as well as from other places, which normally is produced locally, but due to the high demand and the fact that we had to maintain our kiln, we have imported clinker. Those two factors are the main contributors. If you look at what Zimbabwe though contributes to South Africa, it is becoming quite significant. They have been able to declare $6.2 million as dividend during the previous financial year, and 2 weeks ago they have declared another $4.4 million. So in that sense, actually, the business in Zimbabwe is robust and contributing to the overall group.
I mean, there is a concern among investment analysts that, you know, these challenges in that operating environment in Zimbabwe, I mean, how long can the company absorb these challenges? What's the capacity looking like for the company to be able to still take in these challenges?
I think for us, what we look at very closely is, for example, how much of the revenues is coming in currencies like South African rands and dollars. And it is pleasing to say that more than half of the revenues is coming from what let's call it hard currencies. And that enables PPC Zimbabwe to generate these so-called free funds, which then enables them to declare dividends, which we repatriate. So for as long as that operating environment is not changing and we have that solid position, the cement demand is high, one can say that Zimbabwe is a solid business.
All right, let's go deeper into your costs. So an increase of 19%, so excluding PPC Zimbabwe, increasing by just 7%. What kind of input cost inflation are you seeing in the rest of the business? And just scale your ability to pass on those costs onto your consumers.
Well, let's focus just on South Africa, to take out all the Rwandese franc depreciation. So if we look at South Africa, our overall cost base increased by 6%, we increased prices by 5%. Okay. The input cost provided to us by our suppliers increased by 9%. So we have managed to reduce that impact from 9% to 6% thanks to the work that has been done on cost efficiencies, and we've passed on only 5% into the market, hence the slight margin decline from our South African cement, just to give you an idea.
Yeah. How long can you continue, though, to pass on those costs at 5%? Because we do know that inflation is going crazy in South Africa.
Yeah, it is a question of course, our input costs. If you look at our input costs, bear in mind that more than half of that is related to energy, be it distribution costs driven by fuel, be it electricity driven by Eskom, be it coal. So what we can do in our plants is to do whatever we can to drive efficiencies, and we do that. As we have demonstrated last year, we'll continue to do that. We still see opportunities. What we can pass on to the market is competition-driven, of course. And as we know, there is overcapacity in South Africa. So it's certainly not something that we take lightly. We are also a responsible local manufacturing, providing employment. And that is what should generate the cash that we have done in the last year. And we do our best to defend the margins that go with that.
Scale for me, you know, how many legs then or the shift that you are anticipating to see in your efficiency gains, especially with the your new appointment that you have made in order to boost operational excellence?
So there are a number of levers. The number one is, of course, to have the main equipment running as efficient as possible. We still see space in that. Coming through upskilling of people, making sure that we run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't have stoppages for reasons of our own, which we call own goals. That's number one. The second one is to reduce our electricity consumption, partially by investing in more energy efficient equipment. And thirdly is to reduce our dependency on coal. We are perfectly equipped to burn fuels such as waste, such as tires, that are available in the country. And we would like to do that on an increased basis to reduce the dependency that we have on coal.
Roland, let's go into the South African government's infrastructure program, where it seems that momentum is stagnant. I mean, when do you anticipate to see a significant upswing in demand there?
So we would see that significant upswing in demand the moment that the tenders that the construction companies are talking about are becoming reality instead of cancellations. The moment that the spade hits the ground, normally it will take a few months thereafter that cement business will start to see an uptick. As to a specific date, I will not give one because I'm difficult in predicting the future.
All right. Just to wrap up the interview, I mean, your cement and clinker imports increased 19% year on year, currently exceeding a pre-pandemic level. So where are discussions standing on relief from, unfair import competition?
It's very pleasing to say that the import tariffs for Pakistan particularly have been maintained and extended. Pakistan was one of the countries that was dumping cement on the South African shores. However, the world is not only Pakistan. We see the same with Vietnam. And that's why we are asking the government to make a general blanket increase protection against this import. Because we shouldn't forget that that 1.4 million tons represents a full cement factory that could employ hundreds of people directly and thousands of people indirectly. And in my books, employment is still one of the main drivers that is hampering South Africa to move forward.
Indeed. Well, definitely one to watch closely. Thank you very much for your time. Just detailing the results that did come out of PPC today. That was the CEO of PPC, Roland van Wijnen.